This is Andy Coffin, President of the Institute for Leadership Excellence Development Corporate. Thank you for joining us for this special premium edition of the People and Projects Podcast. You know, if you haven't already, make sure you listen to my interview with Jody Glickman about her new book, Great on the Job. In this premium edition, I want to stress some important points for your consideration. First, you know, think about what you know now that you didn't know when you first entered the workforce. You know, when I look back to the days when I first left college, I have to laugh. I mean, I was so clueless. You know, for example, I studied software development and my first job out of school was as a programmer. In school, you know, one would think that you start most projects from scratch, but in the real world, you know what you find? I did a lot more maintaining of existing code, and it's often seemed like it's written by other people and too often more resembling hieroglyphics. I also learned that I wasn't the smartest one who gets the promotions or the opportunities as much as those who have the strongest relationships. I learned that salary, you know, definitely important, but over time, other factors became even more important, such as having a great boss or a strong company culture or opportunities to learn and grow and the ability to maintain a life while delivering at work. I learned that not every situation can get wrapped up into shiny wrapping with a pretty bow. I learned that politics are part of any situation where there's more than one person. I learned that the most insightful person isn't necessarily the one who has the best answers as much as those who learn to ask the best questions, which really makes me wonder, what are some of the most important lessons you've learned in the years since you entered the workforce? You know, I'd love to hear from you. Please send me some of your top lessons to andy@i-leadonline.com. My email address is in the show notes for this premium cast. And let me offer you this related challenge. Is there someone relatively new in your team or maybe at your company that would benefit from learning these lessons from you? Don't wait for someone to ask you to be their mentor. Be known as someone who openly shares lessons learned. You know, it's really related to Jody's comments about being generous. Be generous with sharing the lessons you've learned with your teams. You know, second, remember Jody's discussion about being strategically proactive? She shared a brief overview of her LEARN approach, which is an acronym. She shared it in the interview and it goes into more detail in her book. Here's my question. Are you being strategically proactive? Are you waiting for your boss or company to send you to training, or are you proactively and strategically building your skills and expertise? Now, the fact that you're a premium subscriber to this podcast makes me think you're well on your way to what Jody and I are talking about. I just want to encourage you to continue down that path. Make a list of those areas you want to continue to grow in. In fact, I invite you to contact me and share what those topics are so I can make sure to keep providing content that feeds your need. Keep taking the initiative to grow. You'll find that promotions don't come because of your potential to do the job. More often, promotions come because you're already doing the job. Make sure you're constantly preparing for the role that you want next. Finally, do you recall Jody's recommendations regarding how to navigate situations where you're being asked to deliver on unrealistic constraints or needing to influence without authority or ask for help? These are situations most of us face on a regular basis. It might be worth going back and listening to her advice, and better yet, get her book to get more detailed insights on, as her subtitle says, what to say and how to say it. Learning to finesse situations like those are just critically important from a career standpoint. Well, you know, many organizations are either currently or soon to be planning conferences or professional development sessions or retreats that'll happen this fall. And I just want to say, I would love to have the opportunity to speak at your company. If you know of someone in your organization that's looking for a keynote speaker for a gathering later this year, please give them my contact information. It would be a privilege to work with you and your organization. And premium subscribers get discounts on in-house sessions, so please mention that you're a premium subscriber when you contact me. Well, thank you for being a premium subscriber to the People and Projects podcast. I really appreciate it. And please let me know what questions you have and if there's anything I can do to help you lead and deliver. Thank you for joining me for this premium episode of the People and Projects podcast. Have a great week.